2018, happy new year again, everybody. And I've got some new things for you this year. So we're going to be looking at some new Bible readings. We're going to be looking at a new venue. We're going to be looking at some new encouragement. And we're going to be looking at a new dedication to Jesus. So there's where we're headed this morning. Now then, first of all, new Bible readings. As you know, we have been reading through the Bible, the New Testament, together because it's really important that we read the Word of God every day, because it's our spiritual food. It's where we build our spirits, where we connect with Jesus. It's where we get drawn deeper in love with our God. And so we've been wanting to facilitate that for you, so we've been producing some reading plans. And we've been on a Bible reading journey of encountering Jesus. That was our first one. And then following Jesus. And now, as Simon's already mentioned, we are going to be revealing Jesus. So what I'd like you to do is pick up one of these at the end. They're on the welcome desk. They'll take you through from tomorrow right through to Easter. And we are going to be looking at Romans and 1 and 2 Corinthians. Mm-hmm. Now, these are amazing books of the Bible. But the chapters in these letters are quite different to when we've been reading through the gospel stories and reading through the stories in Acts. So they're quite full. They're quite dense, but Holy Spirit wants to speak to you, and he will speak to you. If when you pick this up and you read, you say, Holy Spirit, speak to me, he will. And all I ask you to do is to read the chapter each day and take the one thing that Holy Spirit speaks to you and commit it to your heart. So you will understand every single bit of every single chapter, and there's a lot of theology in some of it. But ask Holy Spirit, what do you want to say to me today? And he will do. And remember our six P's. Picture it, pronounce it, paraphrase it, personalize it, pray it, and probe it. And you can do that. The booklet explains how every time you read. Now, just by way of background, Romans was written 2,000 years ago by the Apostle Paul and inspired by the Holy Spirit, so he knows how to bring it to you too. And Paul wrote it to communicate the grand themes of God's grace and glory. Now, the Passion Translation, somebody said to me, you bang on about that all the time. The Passion Translation, and in the notes to it in Romans, it says this: you will be stirred, challenged, perhaps even corrected as you read this enlightening letter. Do you want to be enriched and discover the heavenly treasures of faith, grace, true righteousness and power? Plug into the book of Romans and you'll never feel the same again. Truth always sets the heart free, and nothing can free you more than the truth found in Romans. Grace and glory are waiting for you to unwrap and make your own. Live in the truth of Romans and watch how God's love sets you free. You can't wait to start tomorrow now, can you? That's Romans. And then you're going to go on to 1 and 2 Corinthians, again written by Paul as a father figure to a young church in Corinth that needed wisdom and encouragement to keep on in their faith, to remain rooted in the truths of the gospel. It's the message to a church in a city that desperately needed love and truth, not so dissimilar to where we find ourselves today. And the believers needed to learn how to reveal Jesus in all aspects of their lives. So that's what we'll be doing as we go through Corinthians. We need these messages today. We need them because we need to grow strong in our love for Jesus and to reveal him in all his glory, his love and his grace to our community. So everybody, read on. I do read it in different versions. At the risk of sounding like a broken record, the Passion Translation is absolutely fantastic. I don't get a commission, really. But do try a different version, because it will just enlighten your reading. Why don't you go to BibleGateway.com? You don't even have to buy the versions. You can just look at the different versions on that website. And they've even got the Passion Translation now. Come on, somebody somewhere heard me. And do use a commentary as well, if you're a bit confused. Tom Wright, I meant to bring it and wave it, but Tom Wright's fantastic, and he writes everyday commentaries on these books. So feed, enjoy. You won't get it all, but just take what Holy Spirit has for you. Small groups, we hope, will be following along, as you have been doing. We'll be producing questions for small groups to chew over some of the things in it. We won't be following the plan every Sunday, so every Sunday there won't be a talk on it, but it's our underpinning theme this year of revealing Jesus. How do we reveal Jesus in our lives, in our words, in everything we do? Okay, revealing Jesus. So, next new thing, new venue. We've been here at Altwood for 10 or 12, I think, years now. Desperate, there you go, clue. We've been here at Desperate. Holy Spirit is preparing you. For 10 or 12 years now. Now, actually, it's served us really well being here. It's been a good venue for us, but our needs as a church are changing. We're growing. We've got loads of kids. We're seeing lots of more guests come. And we want to be in a place that is welcoming, that is safe, has good facilities for everybody. And so for quite a while we felt the need to move on. So, as I give you a clue, we are moving to Altwood. We are moving to Altwood School. We've been talking to them for the last 6 months. We've built up a really good relationship with them. They very much want to have us at their school. Their school is beautiful. It's really well cared for. It's a lovely facility. The children's rooms will be just off the hall. There'll be no more dangers of running across the car park. It's got a fantastic cafe area, a small garden we can use. It's enclosed, safe. It'll be really, really nice, and a place that we can bring people to and enjoy doing so. So it's not very far away, and it's still near to Larchfield, which is really good. Now, our first meeting in the new place will be January the 28th. Our last meeting here will be the week after next. Next week is a River Together. The Sunday after 21st, our last meeting here at Desborough. And we'll pray for this place and we'll bless it, because it's been a blessing to us as a church. And we've grown and flourished here, so we will be doing that. We are going to change the time of our meeting. Now, normally we have a kind of a, we say 10:30, but we have coffee through to 10:45, and we get going at 10:45. The coffee will be 10:15, and we will start at 10:30. We're going to just pull that back a bit, so don't be late. 10:30 start. I hope it'll be 10:30 on the first morning. Maddie said to me, we better be 10:30 on the first morning if you're saying that. We'll have a lot to organise that first morning. It might be a bit chaotic to start off with whilst we get used to new venue, but it's really exciting. And I just want to encourage you that this isn't just us physically changing our circumstances, that actually we've had some, obviously, prayed into this. This is a new place for us, not just in the physical, but in the spiritual. God's calling us to a new place as a church, to new adventures in Him. He's calling us upgrade. He's giving us an upgrade of venue. He's calling us to upgrade to new things in the spiritual realm. He is repositioning us to make an impact in our friends, in our family, in our community. And it's a foretaste of the miracle building. We're getting moving. And that for me is a real key. We're not stuck in the same old, same old. We're starting to move. So we are really excited. I hope you're going to be excited, and we're going to keep reminding you so you don't all come here on the 28th of January. It's actually my birthday on the 28th of January, so it's a birthday present. New building. A new building and a lot of hard work on that morning, I think. But let's go for it. So, new readings, new venue. Our mission statement hasn't changed. To give everyone in Maidenhead tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. It has not changed, and 2018 is going to be a time for pushing forward in that for us. Our goal Toward that mission, our goals have not changed. You will remember some of these pictures from last year. First and foremost, our relationships with Jesus are critical. We can't do what we want to do. We can't push on in the Spirit unless we ourselves are drinking his living water, living with him day by day, being fed by him, enjoying being with our God. So, the jar and the jug, drinking living water, drinking of Jesus, spending time with him. That's our goal this year, to look on the face of Christ. The balls of risk, the second part of our goals for this year. To take risks sharing our faith, to reveal Jesus through our words, through our actions, through our friendships, to become a church that invites people. When we're in Altwood, it's going to be lovely. You could just invite people. Come along, come and see what's going on. Let us do the hard work here on a Sunday morning. But reaching out, living out, revealing Jesus up there, living like heaven is near. Our CAP Debt Centre, reaching out into our community, loving everyone we meet in a very tangible, relevant and life-changing way. That's going to be a focus for us in 2018. I don't want you guys to feel like it's something out there that some people do. Actually, it's going to be at the heart of who we are as a river, because this is the most amazing opportunity to bless our town and to bring freedom to people crippled by debt. We've got our first two clients booked in for the week of January the 15th, which is really exciting. Andrew goes on his second set of training next week, just in time. And we are really excited about all that God is going to do. And our miracle building, still on the table, still plugging away at it. Lots of development going on in Maidenhead. Trustees, been talking with them. It's in the background, still going, still going, still going. So I had been thinking about these things and thinking, okay, Lord, so these are the things that we've been carrying and we're going to continue to carry into 2018. But what do we need, Lord, to push on? What do we need to give us a bit more oomph with all of this? What do we as a church family need to walk into all of this? And I just heard the Lord just say three things to me that I'm going to share with you. He talked about us needing faith, hope, and love. Now, there's a sermon in each of those, so I've only got a short point on each for you this morning. But here's our scripture. Now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So, as I said, I'm not preaching a sermon on all of them this morning. I might sometime. But this morning, I just have three short thoughts for you. Faith. We're going to need faith, guys. But faith isn't something we muster internally, like, I'm going to have faith. Faith is the window that we look through and see our God. I liked that thought. So here we are, and there's a thing we're looking at. We don't have to sit there and muster all this faith to try and make it work. Our faith is in our God. Our sight is in our God. Our sight is on who he is, on who he is for us, on who he's promised to be. And faith is us looking at him. It's the window where we look at our God. Look at that vista, our awesome, powerful, amazing God. And we may feel trapped in this small room, but actually that's who we worship. That's who we look to. So as we go into this year, let's remember, it doesn't matter if that window is 6 inches or 6 feet, it's what you're looking at that's the important thing. And we are looking at our God, and he is for us, and he loves us. So everything we encounter this year, CAP clients, weird buildings, strange Bible readings, whatever circumstances in our lives, Faith is what we need, but faith is the window that we look at God through. We're looking at God, which is why we need to do this, because it shows us who he is and how amazing he is. We're looking on his face. So faith as small as a mustard seed, it suddenly made sense to me. It doesn't matter whether the window that I look at God through is teeny or whether it's enormous. It's what I'm looking at that's important. It's him in all his majesty. Simon started with that this morning. He's amazing. Faith, hope. Here's a verse. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. God is the God of hope. And when we believe him, there's the faith bit. When we're looking at him, relying on him, trusting on him, he fills us with joy and peace, and hope abounds in us. God is not hopeless about anything. No circumstance in your life is he hopeless about. No situation in our world is he hopeless about. He's the God of hope. And how we look at those circumstances determines who we are as people. Will we look at them with eyes of faith, looking at our God, or will we be defeated? If we are hopeless about our circumstances, we're believing a lie. We're believing in a small God. We're believing in a God who doesn't love us enough. We're believing in a God who's not powerful enough. That's not true, any of it. We can be the most hopeful people because we look through that window at an amazing, awesome God who is for us. So, as we go into this year, we can have hope for our community. We can have hope for our friends and our family because we have a God who is the God of hope, and he will fill us with joy and peace as we walk in it. So we need faith, we need hope, and we need love. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. It actually starts, that scripture, hope does not disappoint us. So it links right back to where we just were. Hope doesn't disappoint us because God's love's been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to thrill you with a bit of Passion Translation. We can now experience the endless love of God cascading into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. That's that translation of that verse. God is full of love, and love is the most powerful force in the universe. As we walk into 2018, as we love everyone we meet, it is the most powerful thing that we can do as people. Love always wins, always wins. Look at the cross. Jesus went to the cross through love, and he won. I was talking with a couple who foster. They foster children in very difficult circumstances, and they said the difference in those children when they've been in their home for some weeks, and it's simply because they encounter the love of God. Love changes, love wins, love is powerful. And that's why we have this journey of deepening our love for Jesus, discovering our love for Jesus, because it will transform us. And then we can transform our communities around us. Love requires sacrifice. That's the truth. So this year, as we love, it may require sacrifice. As we love one another, as we love our community, as we love the CAT debt clients, it may require sacrifice, time, money, being nice to people you want to be nice to. I don't know. But as we push into 2018, God says to us, River Church family, do it in faith, in love, and in hope. and I will walk with you, he says. He is blessing us, guys. His kingdom is advancing. He is calling us to move forward with him. We live on the edge of the most exciting things that he wants to do. You know, we don't just do this on a Sunday for ourselves. We're changing this place for generations to come. Have you ever thought about that? It's not just about our however many years we're here. We are part of God's legacy in this place. You here in River Church as part of this family. And we are changing this place. One conversation at a time, one friendship at a time, one decision at a time, one prayer at a time, one step at a time. We change this place because we bring God's kingdom. That's our commission. That's our destiny. That's our privilege. That's our joy. And as we stand at the start of 2018, he says, come with me and do it in faith, in hope, and in love. You are significant. Do you believe that? Every one of you, you are significant to God and significant in this place that he's put you. You have a significant destiny and assignment from him. And he wants to love you and you to know him and you to walk into that this year. Next Saturday, we have Emma Stark with us from the Glasgow Prophetic Centre. She's an amazing lady, a prophetess. Steve Briggs over there has been connecting with her. As a leadership team, we every day get a thing called Lion Bites, which you can all subscribe to from the Glasgow Prophetic Centre, which is a prophetic word that comes every day into your inbox. And they are just amazingly encouraging, scarily accurate. Honestly, this year they fed me in many, many ways through many situations I've been in. She's coming next Saturday, 10 to 1, Lowbrook Academy in Cook's Green. You are all so welcome to come and hear from her, her thoughts for 2018, what she's heard from the Lord. She's going to teach us in the prophetic and she's going to give out some prophetic words. So come 10 till 1 next Saturday. This is a prophetic word that they released that I got hold of and said, this is for River Church Maidenhead. And I want to release it over us now in the light of everything that I've said. So are you ready? Hear this as what God is saying to us. I am setting in motion glorious advance. The Spirit of the Lord says to you, this is the hour of the glorious advance of my church, and that includes you. This is the time of moving as an army and loving as a family, of glory, of advance, and of triumph around every corner. In this time, I am not calling you to shrink back or to sit down. Instead, I am calling you to rise from the place of preparation and move forward using the gifts and abilities I've already equipped you with. For I am mobilizing my church. That means I am mobilizing you. And what I set in motion, not scheme of hell, nor man can halt. I am mobilizing you. I am pushing you through your door. I am setting in motion the glorious advance of my church. That's you. And the scripture that went with it, I love. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place, I will grant peace. He's calling us, church. He's calling us to move forward. in our relationship with him as we spend time with him and read his word, in our communities, in our families, as we reveal Jesus, as we take the CAP Debt Centre out there, as we move to Altwood, he's calling us. Come on, church, I'm behind you and I'm with you. Let's do it in faith, looking at how great our God is, in hope, knowing he is not hopeless about anything that we face, and in love, knowing that it will always win. So, as we stand here at the start of 2018, I wonder where your heart is with God. I wonder in all the busyness if you've had a chance to even sit and think. I like to take time to think of the last year and to read my journals and think about adventures I went on with God and wonder what he has for this year. I love gathering words and verses and stuff at the start of the year and writing them down and dwelling on them for the rest of the year. Do make a bit of space to do that, because God loves to use seasons to spark things in us. Will you be a part of all that God wants to do in this place and in us as a church family this year? Will you personally commit to moving on in your relationship with Jesus, letting him love you, giving him the space to do so, and reading his word? Will you grow more in your first love for Jesus and for each other and for our community and for the world? As I finish now, what I want to do is invite us all to stand. I'm going to put the prayer up that we have started to use. If you don't know Jesus at all and you would like to, please come and talk to me at the end of the meeting. But this is a great first start to pray a prayer like this, opening your heart to him. But for every one of us here, this can be a fresh dedication to Jesus at the start of 2018. To say, yeah, I'm into adventure with you, God. Do you know it will be the most thrilling adventure? I can't think of anything better or more fulfilling to give my life to than following the adventures of Jesus. Nothing compares to it, guys. Not our lives, our jobs, our money, our stuff, but him and what he can do within us and do through us. So I'd like to invite you to stand and to say this with me if you want to. Please stand. If you don't want to say it, please don't feel under pressure. But if we all stand, then nobody's left feeling awkward. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. You have so much for us. Lord, we want to receive it like gifts at Christmas. We want to receive it. And Lord, we want to respond to your love for us, and we want to pray this prayer together. Dear Jesus, please come into my life today. I want to know you better. Fill me with your hope, your love, and your joy. Forgive me when I mess up. Help me to know I'm a child of God. And give me the courage to work with you for good.